Rap artist Nicki Minaj, ooh, she's getting heat. After tweeting out that, you know, she knows a guy, her cousin, developed swollen testicles and impotence after getting vaccinated. The guy got the shot. The testicles blew up. They can only be related, right? So she's telling people she's going to do her own research. In the meantime, she recommends people wear masks and get the shots only if they have to do it for work. But she's going to do her own research. Doc, I can hardly wait for the outcome of that.
Yeah, the part of the issue is that if no one knew who she was, we wouldn't really care. And you know what? We still shouldn't, because person that says they're going to be doing their research, and when they have such a huge following, there is a certain duty and responsibility to be honest and be able to define what they mean by doing their research, because for whether we like it or not, they're going to influence people. And if they're going to be influenced people, if for some reason your opinion matters, in this case, unfortunately, it seems to, we have to understand that what you may do will affect the lives of many other people. And can you live with yourself if either you willingly misled or through your ignorance counseled people that led to harm to them, to children, to other families? Can you live with yourself? Because if you're going to say, and if you have that power to influence others, and if you're going to say, I'm going to be doing my own research, then you pretty darn well have to define what you mean by doing that research. Are you providing evidence and references to where what you have read? Are you just spewing out your opinion? What is your level of expertise? Are you able to understand clinical studies and understand if a study was conducted properly or not? Or are you just parroting what other people are saying? Other people who don't have the expertise to review studies. And frankly, Bill, I don't have the complete expertise to evaluate every study. I depend on people whose job it is to do that, who are statisticians, who are virologists, who are epidemiologists, who have the knowledge to do that. And I have the ability to synthesize what they are saying. I have the ability to understand whether the studies they are citing are valid. But I depend upon those people to provide me with information and have to trust the fact that they do know what they're talking about.
Well, she doesn't. And here's how you know right away. She's made a very common mistake: associating what you see and expanding that to the rest of the world. Let's just think for a moment about 5 billion, 500 million plus vaccines. So over 2.5 billion men have received this vaccine. That would be a hell of a lot of swollen testicles and impotence. It's absurd. And you just know how a person has no sense of logic when they connect those two in one situation. Listen, 5 billion people are getting vaccinated. Some of them are going to also coincidentally get cancers, get hit by cars, get murdered. It doesn't mean there's an association between the two. That's obvious for anyone with a half a brain.
Yeah, it's the classic, you know, the Latin term for that is post hoc ergo propter hoc, which means because of this, therefore this. It's a causality fallacy. You know, if you were to eat an apple and you walk across the street and you get hit by a car, you wouldn't say the apple caused your car accident. So when we look at, and there are 5 or 6 things that really help in determining whether somebody is truly doing what they are supposed to be doing, if they are entering the arena of proselytizing or providing information about a particular topic, especially with science, right? Science follows evidence to a conclusion. It doesn't go backwards from a desired conclusion. Science pretenders like to work backwards. They have a conclusion and then they'll try and look for things that prove their point. Whereas someone that follows science starts at the beginning and takes the path forward to see what happens. You also try to minimize your biases, right? You understand that as a human being, it is really difficult when you have set beliefs to fight those beliefs and take things for what they are and not what you want them to be. Whereas a science pretender always wants to believe, or a science denialist doesn't want to believe at all. And so it doesn't matter what you show them, it's not going to make a difference. And you have
Isn't
to
this the real reason that we have this myth that hangs around based on one study that everyone has distanced themselves from, that childhood vaccines cause autopsy, because what happens is autopsy symptoms, signs start to show up at the very age where those vaccines are scheduled. And so a lot of people are doing a Nicki Minaj. Hey, I saw it with my own child. My next door neighbor's cousin, their child didn't have autism until after they got the vaccine. So yeah, there's a lot of people that you see who's those two things coincide, but it's really just a matter of scheduling of the vaccines. And that's why there looks like there's a connection. So it's her cousin times many thousands of cases.
Right. Yeah, I mean, autism, exactly. And that's what we talked about the other day about the natural history of a disease, right? Autism has a specific story that it tells. It happens at a specific time and progresses over time. And it usually starts seeing that at the age of a year, sometimes a bit earlier. But when you give the vaccines at that time, and then you see the disease present itself, the condition present itself, then you sort of say, is that an association? And that goes to exactly that same fallacy that I mentioned before. You know, so we have to base our conclusions on the body of evidence that we have and not cherry picking. So, you know, saying I found something that seems to prove my point and this is what I'm going with. You have to be willing to change with the evidence. To me, what's really fascinating is to be able to know or at least understand or come across something that changes how you understand the world and or at least changes what we thought. And we see that all the time in medicine as it progresses forward. And that's really cool. I mean, that shows that we're learning and understanding things even better, because ultimately it helps people, right? You're not depending on old information that doesn't help people as much as the new information does. And that we always check, there's always checks and balances, right? Science and research is a blood sport. You have to really show that what you've done truly is what is real, and you're going to be scrutinized for it. Whereas in pretender communities, they reward the biases and think of everything as a conspiracy. So it's really straightforward with these principles to be able to stay on a path that leads you to leads you to what is real, as opposed to getting involved in conspiracies that can lead to, especially if you're a celebrity, that can lead to tremendous harm to others. And I really feel strongly about it. You can't start spewing out crap and to thousands and hundreds of thousands of people and not think that somehow they're going to not listen to you and they're going to end up getting hurt.
Nicki Minaj believes she's right. And so she's not losing sleep at night. She thinks she's doing people a favor, and people will believe her. And that's what's really scary. Thank you, Doc. You have a good day.
You're welcome, Bill. You too.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, who's a medical doctor and is not an expert in every field of medicine, but he knows where the experts are, and they're not at Nicki Minaj's house. Coming up next, our election trail mix. You don't have to pay attention to the election. We'll do it for you and give you some of the highlights. It's the Morning Rush, Bill Carroll.